This is Apollo Control at 103 hours, 44 minutes. There will be a brief statement from Dr. Thomas Paine, NASA Administrator, in the Building 1 Auditorium at 4:30. We also have some updated information on the landing point. It appears that the spacecraft Eagle touched down at 0.799 degrees north, or just about on the lunar equator, and 23.46 degrees east longitude, which would have put it about 4 miles from the targeted landing point downrange. We're now 54 minutes, or rather 27 minutes from reacquisition of the command module, and of course we're in constant contact with the lunar module on the surface. At this point, all LEM systems continue to look very good.
Tranquility, Houston, we see the star angle difference. Looks good.
Okay, that last star was Navi, and it wasn't too well distinguishable. I can see where that error could come in. I think for the gravity alignment with one star, at Rigel will be quite good.
Roger, stand by on the 993. Tranquility Base, Houston, we'd like you to torque that, over.
Houston, this is Tranquility. Do you want us to accept this position? Over.
Tranquility, Houston, we're looking at it. Stand by. We'd like you to pull the circuit breaker on fan 11 for the mission timer. Over.
Roger, I've already done that, Charlie.
Okay. Tranquility, Houston, we'd like you to reject that RLS. Over.
Roger.
And Tranquility Base, Houston, we'd like you to call, after this, call Pooh and give us a e-memory dump.
Okay, here comes the memory dump.
Roger.
And we got 1106.
Roger. Tranquility Base, Houston, did I copy program alarm 1106 from you? Over.
Roger, it's affirmative.
Okay, semi.
Could that by any chance be due to the fact that I placed the update a link switch to data while that was going on? Over.
Stand by. Hello, Tranquility Base, Houston. The span guys think that's conceivable. Stand by. I think we want another verb 74.
Okay. Standing by.
Hello, Tranquility Base, Houston. We'd like another verb 74. Over.
Roger, here it comes.
Tranquility Base, Houston, on my mark, it'll be GET 10353, mark 10353, correction 54.
Roger.
Hello, Tranquility. Houston, we have the LIM asset pad if you're ready to go. Over.
Stand by.
Roger, ready to copy the LEM ascent pad.
Roger, Tranquility, TIG, 104, 39er, 4700, 55358, 00322, plus 0022, Beta 47, plus 37130, minus 70615, plus 58620, plus 569036. Over.
Roger, LEM ascent pad, 104, 39er, 4700, 55358. 00322 plus 0022 plus 37130 minus 70615 plus 58620 plus 569036. Over.
Roger, Tranquility. Good read back. We also have a CSI pad if you're ready to copy.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Roger, coming at you with a CSI, 911, 105-35-3700, 107-11-3000, 0538, minus all zeros. FDAI is NA, 09er. 37, correction, 09er, 356, 10315, plus 0538, minus all zeros, plus 0012, over.
All right, Roger, say again, R1 and 986.
Roger, R1 is plus 0538, and we have a load for you. Will you please give us a poo and data, over.
All right, Roger, before I do that, I'd like to designate the rendezvous radar up to plus X.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 103 hours, 57 minutes. We will be taking the release line down briefly for a statement from Dr. Thomas Paine, NASA Administrator. We will be recording any further conversations with the spacecraft, and we'll play those back following the statement. This is Apollo Control at 103 hours, 58 minutes. This is Apollo Control at 104 hours, 10 minutes. We understand there's been a brief delay in the statement from NASA Administrator Thomas Paine. We will catch up with the tape-recorded conversation that we've had with Eagle on the lunar surface at this time.
Roll it. 986, plus 0538, plus all zeros,
And the last one was 0012, and what's the sign of that, please?
Tranquility, Houston, the Delta VY is minus all zeros, the Delta VZ is plus 0012, over.
Roger, plus 0012.
Roger, good read back.
Houston, Tranquility Base, the disk is yours, and update a link to data.
Roger, thank you, Tranquility. Tranquility Base, Houston, on my mark, it will be 37 minutes till T3, over.
Okay.
Stand by. Mark, 37 minutes till T3.
Okay, thank you.
Tranquility, this is Houston. It's your computer. We got the load in. You can start your P-57.
Roger, thank you.
Houston, Tranquility Base, does somebody down there have a mic button keyed, over?
Stand by, we'll check. Tranquility Houston, do you still hear it now, over?
No, I still hear it. It sounds like somebody banging some chairs around in the back room.
Roger, that's a VOGA that you hear for the CSM to keep the noise down on the loop. Maybe we got a mis-send relay or something. Stand by.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 104 hours, 31 minutes now into this historic mission, Apollo 11. During the news conference with NASA Administrator Dr. Thomas Paine, we had conversation with both Eagle and Columbia, and we'll play that tape for you now.
Tranquility Base Houston on my mark, 25 minutes till T3. Stand by. Mark, 25 minutes till T3.
Roger, thank you, John.
Columbia, Houston, we reading about 3 by, over.
Roger, I'm on Omni Charlie, how's it going?
Roger, understand, Omni Charlie. Mike, be advised, we have an update for you on the P-22 for the LEM. We estimate he landed about 4 miles downrange. Your T1 times are updated, and the T2, if you're ready to copy, over. Okay, Roger, Columbia. T1, 104, 32, 24. 104, 37, 33. 2 miles south. Time of closest approach is 104, 39er, 08. Hello, Tranquility Base. Houston, we copy the NOW 93. You can torque them, over. Momentarily, over.
Houston, Tranquility Base. Do you have an updated MEM weight for us, over?
That's affirmative. Stand by on the DAP. Our DAP pad for you is LEM weight 10906, over.
Roger, 10906.
Roger. Columbia, Houston, with a latitude, longitude over 2 update, the LEM position, over. Columbia, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, Mike, we got an update on the lat longitude for the LEM, if you're ready to copy, over. Roger. Columbia, it's plus 0.799er for the lat, plus 11.730 for the longitude over 2, over.
Affirmative.
Tranquility Base, Houston, you are stay for T3. We have some surface block data. If you're ready to copy, over.
Roger, understand. We're stay for T3. Stand by. Okay, Houston, go ahead with your block data.
Roger, Tranquility, T4, 106, 3802, T5, 108, 3615, T6, 110, 3430, T7, 112, 3245, over.
Copy, T4, 106, 3807, T5, 108, 3615, T6, 110, 3430, T7, 112, 3245.
Roger, Tranquility. Standby one. Tranquility, Houston, say again your T4 copy, over.
T4, 106, 3807.
Roger, correction on T4, 106, 3802, over.
Got T4, 106,
3802. Roger. Hello, Columbia, Houston. We will not come up on the misfin relay. We'd like you to come on panel 9, turn on your VHF TR to TR, over.
Okay, I'm on panel 9 with it unreceived. Now, you want me to transmit for some reason with it?
I say again, I might be right to
base. I have,
Always go ahead. VHF receive. You want me to transmit with the VHF for some reason? Why do you want me to TR?
Columbia, this is Houston. We don't want you to transmit, Mike. We just want you in that position in case you want to talk to Tranquility. Break. Tranquility, Houston, say again, over.
Roger, I have a fairly good size difference between battery volt on 5 and 6. 6 is reading 33.5 and 5 is reading 36.5. Is that what you expect, over?
Roger, stand by. Tranquility, Houston, they are both coming up in voltage. No problem, we're still go, over.
Roger.
Hello, Tranquility Base, Houston. Could you please give us a readout now of all of your descent tank pressures, over?
Okay, Houston, and descent 1, fuel and oxidizer reading 10 psi, and descent 2, fuel is reading 10 psi, oxidizer 11 psi.
Roger, Tranquility. Thank you much, Al.
Houston, Tranquility Base is ready to go through the power down and terminate the simulated countdown.
Roger, stand by.
Hello, Tranquility Base, Houston. You can start your power down now. Over.
Roger, it's in progress.
And Tranquility Base, the white team is going off now, letting the maroon team take over. We appreciate the great show. It was a beautiful job, you guys.
Roger, couldn't have had better treatment from all of you back there.
Houston, Tranquility.
Go, Tranquility, over.
Roger, our recommendation at this point is planning an EVA with your concurrence starting at about 8 o'clock this evening, Houston time. That is about 3 hours from now.
Stand by.
We'll give you some time to think about that.
Tranquility Base, Houston, we thought about it. We will support it. We're go at that time. Over.
All right, Roger.
You guys are getting prime time TV there.
I hope that little TV's at work, but we'll see.
Hello, Tranquility Base, Houston. Were your 8 o'clock Houston time reference to opening the hatch or starting the prep for EVA at that time? Over.
At the hatch opening.
That's what we thought. Thank you much.
That might be a little later than that, but in other words, start the prep in about an hour or so.
Houston, Columbia, copy 949.
Stand by, Columbia. Tranquility Base, Houston, that's fine. We're ready to support you anytime, Neil. Over.
All right.
Break. Columbia, we see the 949. Stand by. Columbia, Houston, we got the data. We'd like a verb 34. Over.
Right. Stand by. Watch Charlie for the next flight.
Roger, Columbia. How did Tranquility look down there to you? Over.
Well, the area looks smooth, but I was unable to see him. I just picked out a distinguishable crater nearby and marked on it.
Roger.
Looks like a nice area, though.
Hello, Columbia. Houston, understand you could not see Tranquility. What were you marking on? Over.
Houston, Columbia, I say again, I could not see him. Auto optics pointed at a spot very close to the coordinate which you gave me, so I picked out a tiny crater in that area marked on it so that I'll be able to have repeatable data, but I was unable to see him.
Roger, copy.
This is Apollo Control Houston at 104 hours, 44 minutes. You heard that last exchange, and there is a very strong indication we might have an early EVA with a hatch open perhaps at 8 o'clock Houston time. One other item of significance, the pressure rise in descent propellant line downstage of the tanks has relieved all aspects of the mission, looking very good at this time. At 104 hours, 45 minutes now into the flight of Apollo 11, this is Apollo Control Houston.
Hello, Tranquility Base, Houston. On our dips, venting, and our fuel problem, our heat exchanger is cleared up. It appears that the ice has melted, and we're in good shape now. Out.
Houston, Tranquility is going to put the track mode to slew now.